And here at the Vatican, a project is underway to install solar panels on the roof of the Paul VI Audience Hall, panels that are expected to produce around 300,000 kilowatt hours of power each year. There are also other green initiatives being studied for the Vatican City State and its properties outside Rome, including the papal retreat at Castel Gandolfo, from which the Holy Father returned today. An official at the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace, Monsignor James Reinert, spoke to Susie Hodges about the ethical and moral significance of these solar energy projects.
Well, as far as the science of solar energy and the whole question of renewables, it is an important project. It will lessen the Vatican's carbon footprint, but also it will, as an example for others to look at this project and say, if the Vatican can do this, then we might, maybe should move toward finding renewable energy sources ourselves.
From a theological point of view, how important do you consider the need for us to safeguard the environment and preserve the planet's resources?
Well, it's very important. The Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace has been saying, along with other offices within the Curia, how important this is to protect the environment, to cooperate with creation, to be stewards of the world that the Lord has given to us. He has given humanity dominion over the earth, and He has told us to work in the vineyard, to work in the world. And so we see all of these things, the gifts that the Lord has given us, as part of the common heritage, this great gift that He's given to all people down through the ages.